Good morning, CPPG.
Yes, Georgian, please.
Yes, Ruben.
This is C.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing well. George, I'm sorry. I don't recall our conversation. I apologize, but can you remind me real quick and ding my memory?
No, that's cool, man. Hey, I don't know if you ever... Do you remember Armando?
Yeah, he's a really good friend of mine, actually. Armando. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Sanchez?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I don't know if you recall. I'm George.
You're his neighbor?
His neighbor, dude.
He saved you a lot of money because someone was about to hose you, I remember.
That what?
I think someone was trying to take advantage of you, and he kind of saved you some money, correct?
Yeah. He's our neighbor, dude, so I haven't heard from him or seen him in a while, but... Nonetheless, Ruben, what's going on right now? We're in a bit of a need for some money.
Okay.
So I don't know what it is. What the hell do you call that? Business capital or whatever?
Working capital, yep. We do it all day long.
Okay. So I want to see how we can go about it, what you can offer for me, what you can give me, and what would be basically like the first steps to it or, you know.
Absolutely. Just tell me about your business, what you're trying to accomplish, and I can treat you like a real person and tell you what's available.
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, man, for the most part, we've been pretty slow, man. Well, we actually repairing re-chrome hydraulic cylinders, landing gear, etc.
Okay.
But it's been fairly slow here, so, the last couple months, this whole year, actually. And it's actually, now starting to take in place. It's kind of kicking our butt now, accounts payable, it's very low. But I mean, we're in the process of getting accreditations and so forth to boom the business, make it better. But the thing about it is, I mean, meanwhile, we're kind of in a crunch here financially. So we were trying to see if we can get some working capital to pay off, some bills and, kind of keep the business rolling. We're not like in a huge, like die or, need situation, but we would like to have it just in case we happen to run across any issues or problems,
Fair enough. What are your monthly revenues right now?
Our monthly sales, I mean, honestly, probably they vary, man, depending on how, busy we are, but anywhere from 150 to like 200 grand a month.
Okay. And about how much capital are you looking for right now?
Honestly, like, I think he was saying like, 75, 100 grand, something like that.
Okay. And how much do you currently have any loans right now?
Not that I know of, man. Just, credit cards and then the business itself, the buildings we're financing. Other than that, I don't believe so.
Okay. All right. And when are you looking to get approved?
The faster the better, I guess.
Okay. Are you in front of a computer by any chance?
I am.
Okay.
I just don't want to be, like, tied down to one of those. The last time when we got one of those loans, the only way we were able to get it was where they charge us, like, on a daily. We signed up for, like, a loan for a machine.
Okay.
And basically what they were doing is they were withdrawing the money on a daily basis,
Well, that's not a machine loan. That's just a capital loan.
Yeah, so this one we're hopefully ideally trying to get money and then have, like, a monthly payment for however long, or whatever.
Okay. I think, and who did you do your daily payment loan with?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure. I know Armando set it up, dude.
Oh, okay. So you did it with us. So I can look it up. Give me a second. Give me a second. Bear with me. Give me 1 second while I load your file, okay?
Oh, that's cool. Hey, I'm not sure if I got the right Ruben, dude. Do you still have that BMW, the M3?
Yeah, but I have another car now. That one's just sitting, to be honest.
That blue one, like that?
Yeah.
All right, so it is the right Ruben.
Yeah, there's another Ruben here. My last name's Goldstein, if you ever need to reach me, by the way.
All right, cool.
So let's take a look. So it looks like we originated a loan for you. It was paid off. It was through the company you were paying was called New Logic. The cool thing is right now we have a lot more programs now that are both cheaper, longer, and better. So definitely, I've got a few different options for you. We have daily, weekly, and monthly. I'll be blunt with you and tell you that monthly is sometimes pretty hard to get approved. It's a lot of documentation, but we have a lot of weekly programs, and most importantly, the rates are a lot cheaper now. So I think you'll be pretty happy with the program. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure we have all the information on file that's accurate, so you don't have to do a lot of unnecessary paperwork, okay?
All right.
So the first thing I've got here is I've got CPPG Inc. I've got you at 3905 East Mira Loma Avenue in Anaheim, California, 92806. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Phone number is 714-572-3662.
That is correct.
And I've got your legal name is Luis G. Torres.
That's my father's name, but yeah.
Okay,
and then Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S.
Is he still the full 100% owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he's 90.
He's 90%. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just update that to 90. All right. And then, is the business based out of a house?
No.
Where's the business located?
Anaheim, 3905 East Mira Loma.
That's the address I have, but then I also have that as his home address. What's his home address?
No, home address is 12146 Dewar Drive, D-E-W-A-R.
And is that in Anaheim, California?
No, Riverside, California.
Okay, and what's his zip there?
92505.
Okay, and is his cell phone still the 951-531-7984?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Let me just save this. Bear with me. Sorry, that address didn't save in my system. Can you give that to me once the Dewar Drive again? What was it?
Yeah, it's 12146 Dewar, that's D-E-W-A-R Drive in Riverside, California, 92505.
Gotcha. Okay. And what's your email?
My email here is info@cppginc.com.
Okay. Do you want me to send it to a separate email? Because it's going to have a social security number listed on this.
Yeah, that's fine. Send it over to that one. That's my.
Okay. So give me 1 second here. I'm just going to generate everything for you and walk you through it. This is going to take about 2 more minutes, okay?
All right.
Yeah. How's everything else going for you guys?
Good, man. How you doing?
I've never been busier. It's insane.
Really?
Yeah. It's
nonstop. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Have you talked to Armando at all?
I haven't talked to him recently. I really was really, really close with him. He's an awesome guy. He was like a very, very close friend of mine, so amazing person. Funny as hell too.
Yeah, for sure.
Gent. So, okay.
So basically, you'll send over like an app type deal?
I'm going to actually walk you through everything real quick, if you can bear with me for about 3 more seconds.
All right, cool. Let me walk over to my... give me 1 second, okay?
Thanks.
And all our quality procedures meet the standards of ISO 9002 inspection system requirements and reference customer specifications as well. Thank you for calling and for your patience. We'll be right with you.
If you're in need of experts in hard chrome plating and grinding, whether for commercial or military components, you found them at...
Alrighty.
Alright, so I have info at CPPG Inc., correct?
It's CPPG.
Yeah, two piece.
Yeah, Charlie Paw Paw George Inc.com.
Do you use business, do you use online bank statements?
Online bank statements, sometimes, why? I think they do, I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Not a problem. So, let's see if you get this email. And I want you to actually download the application, because if you just view it, it won't be pre-filled in. But I want you to download it and see if all the information comes in already.
Okay.
Loading. Take your time.
Okay, application.
Yep.
Everything I can do, it says the file includes fillable form fields.
But when you open it, does it show all your information already filled out for
it
you?
It shows out my name, my address, zip
cool.
code.
Perfect. So what I need you to do on that application is this. I just need to put your gross annual sales, where it says gross annual sales. I need you to put your tax ID on the bottom. Your father needs just to sign and date the middle. And then I also need the date, your monthly rent for your space, and the date your business started. I don't need anything on the credit cards. I need that scanned, emailed, or faxed back to me, along with your last 6 months business bank statements, all pages. To walk you through the process, once I get this, I should be able to get you an approval in about 4 hours or less.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me write that shit down. That was way too much.
No worries. It's included in my email as an FYI. I was just walking through it too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But yeah, we can walk through it.
All right, so you said, shit.
Take your time.
Oh, no, that's thanks, man. We're still on dial-up here, dude.
No worries.
All right, so you said, basically I have to scroll down where it says rented or
yeah,
mortgaged.
But do you rent or do you mortgage? Do you have a rent or do you guys own your facility?
We own the facility.
So just your monthly mortgage payment on that.
¿Cuánto pagas aquí al mes?
¿De qué?
De renta.
¿Por el negocio? Dile que porque estamos hoy de los edificios, digamos.
Ah, no. ¿Cómo es?
14,000 nomás.
¿14,000?
Pero la real pago en los otros son 200,000. Son 14,000,
okay. And then I have to scroll down and it says... Basically... Where do I have to? Where did you say I have to put the business ID number?
It's on the very bottom left, the tax ID. It says federal tax ID.
Very bottom left. Shit, I don't even see that, dude.
No worries. So I can walk you through it. Give me a second. So it should be on the very bottom, underneath the gray second gray line.
Got you. And then gross annual sales.
Yeah, just what your estimated sales are for the year.
For last year, right?
Correct.
Give me 1 second. Sorry about that, man.
Take your time.
Does it have to be exact?
No, just estimated is fine.
2 million. I'm just gonna put 2,100,000, dude. I honestly,
that's fine.
I don't know what it is. They're trying to find out, but and then other than that, what else?
That's it.
And then print. Have him sign it or no?
Sign and date the middle, please. Correct.
Sign and date the middle. All right. All right, cool. And then basically send it back over to you?
Correct.
And then you'll basically give me an approval within 4 hours, and then you can kind of give us options and see where we're at?
Absolutely. I'll give you the best options available for returning customer, and you can kind of choose which works best for you.
All right, cool, man. So let me sign this, and then this doesn't give us a contract or anything as of right now, basically.
No, it's just you're not obliged to anything. It's just for to get an approval.
All right, cool, man.
Thank you so much.
Work on this. Thank you, man.
You got it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.